Hey everybody, Real Talk, Our Journey, we're here today. It's Gijelmina and Lynn. How are you doing, Lynn?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. We are missing our wonderful third party, Siobhan. She's taking much needed self-care vacation times, well deserved. So we wanted to come to you today and just kind of check in with everyone, see how everyone is doing. For some of us, we completed 1 week of virtual schooling.
One week. I am 2 weeks in. I am 2 weeks in as a parent, and then 4 weeks in as a staff member working in a school.
So you'll have a lot to say.
Hopefully.
Well, for me, it's been 1 week. My girls started Monday, the 31st. They're in Westchester Area School District. They were off Friday, which, you know, I was counting down to Friday, and that's only a 4-day week, and that's week one. Overall, it hasn't been that bad. As far as they were able to get onto the classes that they needed to, they were excited to see friends. Renee was not, which is my youngest, was not too happy about the morning PE, but she dealt with it because they have specials. So she's in elementary. I'll start with that. She's fifth grade. Their specials are in the morning, 9 a.m. to 9:30. So when it's art and music and library, super excited. But when it's PE at 9 a.m., my 10-year-old is like, really? And then, of course, they have to, like, jumping jacks, burpees. She's looking at me like, Mommy, is this for real? I'm like, yes, ma'am. They're watching you on video.
I feel her. I would not want to do gym at 9 in the morning.
But I told her, I said, then you get done and you're good for the day. Think of it that way. You know? And then my high schooler, she's a senior, her PE is, like, towards the end of the day when you're done and you want to check out. And she's got to get motivated. But the one thing I noticed the difference is for the elementary school, they have to have their camera on for PE to make sure that they're doing it. For high school, the teacher said if they don't feel comfortable having their camera on, they don't have to. So I'm like, well, now how do you know if these kids are not sitting at the dining room table like, woo, and making noise like they're doing the jumping jacks and really not doing the jumping jacks? They're like eating a bag of chips while they're just looking at the screen. Tell me that's not something you would consider doing if you're having a rough day.
I would. I'd probably take a nap in that half hour. I'm not going to lie. I would mute myself and turn off my camera and I'd be somewhere asleep on my table. Like, I'm not going to lie. Me and Jim in person were never friends. So I can imagine what me and Jim were like in virtual learning. Like, I'm over it. Like,
yeah. And we're not supporting kids trying not to do their gym class. Definitely do your gym class. It's healthy for you. But I can understand the struggle sometimes when there's no one really there kind of holding you accountable to do it.
Yes. Make sure you do your gym. I will share something about myself. My 11th grade year, I failed gym in high school because I refused to get dressed. And I had to do summer school for gym. I had to do bowling. So I actually, the upside, I became a really good bowler. Like, I learned, like, the whole, like, history of it. So there was a plus to it. But guys, make sure you do gym. Get dressed. Participate.
That's what I said. I'm like, imagine if you're not doing the gym in something, like you said, summer school. Gym in summer school where everyone else is enjoying their summer. And there you are at the school running around the football field or something like that. It's not going to be fun.
No.
You might as well just get it done and over with.
Yep.
What else did happen this week? Oh, interesting thing. So my youngest, in PE, same class, there was one kid whose camera didn't turn on, and I won't say names. It's not my story to share. However, I will say the teacher kept trying to get the kid's attention, and the mom answered and was like, so-and-so is still sleeping, so I thought I'd jump on for them. I was like, wait. That's not how it works. Like, you can't do schooling for your kid. So the struggle's real for a lot of people out there.
Yep. A lot of people are like, they're not really realizing that this is actually school. Even though we're not brick and mortar, this is still school. What we were doing in the spring was basically like a replacement, just, you know, hold you accountable. But this year, it is school. And I don't think it's clicking in everyone's mind that the same aspects you have when you're brick and mortar, you have now.
Absolutely. Yes. It's not, I think when everything happened in March, the schools did the best they could in a 2-week turnaround to give this kid something so they didn't fall so far behind. Mm-hmm. But this is like, your kid is now in school. They have assignments to turn in. Attendance is being taken. It is not pass or fail. There are grade assignments that need to be done. So this can affect them moving on next year to the next grade.
Definitely.
And as hard as it is for parents, because this is not what we expected, especially parents. I mean, I think it's harder for parents that are educators, because not only do you have to teach your class, but you're also helping your kids. And I see Lynn's face. If you guys see a camera right now. But I think it's definitely difficult, but I think somehow we need to find a way to wrap our head around how this is going to affect our kids if we don't put some guidelines or you know, things in place for them, a schedule, make them feel like they're still in school. My oldest teacher, she has two teachers. I think it's her government and her English teacher. They're hilarious. Like they actually make a ringing bell noise right before they start the Zoom. And then they make the noise again at the end of the Zoom and tell them, enjoy your day, move on to your next period, don't be late.
Love that. And that is great. That is awesome. And that's one thing. Hold yourself and your kids accountable. Like with Kari, I made him, because he's in school, he was in elementary, I work in high school. Okay. So he wakes up at 7, he gets dressed, he eats breakfast, he has a good half hour window, 8 o'clock, the alarm's going off, you need to hop on Zoom. But every night before school, we go through his Schoology courses and we make a to-do list.
Oh, nice. So
it helps him. And I also made him a privacy board, because I could not find trifold boards anywhere. I traveled everywhere looking for this. So I had an old Amazon cardboard box and I cut it up. We duct taped it. I have cut out letters. He has a schedule. He has, because we are on a 6-day cycle for our school. So
okay.
He has the days of the week. He has a calendar that has like his speech, his OT, his executive functioning. Everything is right there in front of him. And then he has his to-do list like real big next to his name. And he goes off. I make little boxes and he crosses it off. And
I'm
like,
that's awesome.
You need to do these before you can talk to me, because you don't have access to me when you're in school. You don't have access to me even though we're at home, because you're still in school, buddy.
That's good. I like that. That's really good. So how's it went for you with him being in school and you're also teaching?
It's here and there.
There's no words to describe it.
So because he goes to a charter school, we actually started a week earlier than the district started. So our kids actually went back the 23rd. So for a lot of our kids, because they were still learning Schoology, which is the learning management system that we're using. So they took the first week of school as a learning period. So students can learn it. So it was kind of like an introductory. Second week, we started really building in schedules, which was last week. And then this week, we're actually starting content.
Okay.
So it's like our schedules are very different because he's in elementary. I work with 9 through 12. So my day starts at 7 o'clock. His starts at 8. So we have that hour window of I'm already in my first period class and he's running around the back. And I'm like, dude, like, they can see you. You're not invisible. And he'll go. Because he's in my dining room, I'm in my living room, and he'll peek behind the little entrance to the living room. He'll be like, Mommy, is your camera off? Before he goes by.
Well, at least he asked.
And then one of my students' names matches his. So I'm sitting here saying one of my students' name, and my son is like, what? I'm in class. Class, and I'm like, I'm not calling you, dude. I'm not.
I mean, you have to love it. It's gonna happen to everyone. So I have my nephew's wife comes to my house, and she helps me with the girls while I'm at work.
Okay.
She has a little one. She'll be a year old in October, and so my oldest says she was in class, and next thing you know, all of her classmates are like, "Oh," and Janiyah's like, "What are they on at?" And she looked behind her, and my little niece is like making faces behind the camera and smiling at the people. And I was like, it's going to happen. It's just, there's nothing you can do about it. But the teachers have been really patient with everything. I give kudos to the teachers, to the administrative staff, getting, you know, the IT department, making sure the kids have everything they need. They are doing their absolute best with the situation that we're in. Jania picked up her stuff for an animation class, and the extra art stuff that they were able to give her to help her, like, doing all the books. I mean, just as much as there's going to be kinks here and there, no matter what happens, I just want to say, as a parent, kudos to everyone in the education system for doing everything that they can for the kids.
Yes.
That's 100%. Because everyone is in this unknown world right now.
Yes. And it's, as far as on the working in the education aspect, it has been a struggle with schedule changes. And I mean, things are changing for us every week. I mean, we've been in school about 3 weeks. This will be week three. And my schedule was just finalized last week, but it also got changed again last week. So it's like, and I work in special education. So things are like, IEPs are getting revised. And it's like, oh my goodness. And it's like, kids are getting moved. And it's like, I already read yours, but now I have another kid. And then I got, it's overwhelming, but at the end of the day, it's, you're giving your all to help your students.
Right. That's
so,
true. Guys.
To my special education folks.
Yes. My oldest, her IEP, her team has been amazing with her and doing the best they can to be there for her virtually. I mean, that's a big difference. And the fact that she has the opportunity to check in with them at any time, if something were to happen in a class and she needs to jump off, she just has to say one word to her teachers. Mm-hmm. They have a special word. She says it. They understand. And then she sends an alert to her head IEP person. And then she can check in with her, talk it out. So, I mean, everyone's just doing the best they can, which is great. And then the student learning centers, like there's learning centers, learning pods, virtual pods, all of that different organizations are trying to put together to help the families. Financially, it wasn't a thing I could pick.
Right.
But there's the opportunity, at least there are organizations out there recognizing that family needs a little bit extra help. And the fact that they're trying to do things and put things together to be there and support parents is great. ELRC, for those that are not aware of it, ELRC, which a lot of people used to know it as CCIS, which is subsidized child care through Department of Human Services, they actually have approved for people to use ELRC for these learning pods, learning centers, virtual, whatever their different names are, different places. So if you have ELRC, for those that don't know it, you can talk to your caseworker and they can help you with that. And for people that don't qualify for ELRC, CCIS, CCW, so many different acronyms for it. definitely have a conversation with organizations, because I know that there are some organizations that are doing these student centers or learning pods. They're offering financial assistance. So like scholarships, like I know YMCA, A Child's Place. I think the Learning Experience are the top three that I remember that I know that they're doing their best to try to offer financial assistance. We can give information to the organizations on there, the different ones that we know that are trying to offer scholarships. So we'll definitely share any organizations that are doing learning centers, learning pods, student centers, all the different name centers, pods, classroom stable groups. We'll list that on Facebook so you can definitely reach out to them. We'll try and see if we can at least get a contact number for you at those locations. And then the contact information for ELRC or CCIS or CCW. Make sure that you reach out to your caseworker and let them know the need that you have if you currently have a case, and definitely apply if you don't, because they're trying the best to help as well with some of the funding, because it can be costly. One of the things we mentioned is when you're planning for the summer, many families know your kids need camp to work. So you kind of plan and save, but this is an expense that a lot of families weren't expecting, because you look for that financial relief when your kids go to school, because you're like, oh, I don't have to pay for them to be somewhere and be safe. Right. You know, they're in school. So we definitely want to help. So we'll make sure that we share that on our Facebook page for all of you guys. Single Mothers Conference. I'm missing it. Single Mothers. Wait, go ahead, Lynn. You'll say
it. Custer County Single Mothers. Oh my goodness.
Custer County Single Mothers Conference Facebook page.
What?
There
guys,
we go.
Please be aware. We are both full-time working mamas who kids are at home. Our brains are a little but another
follow our Facebook page. There we go.
Another suggestion I would say, check your borough pages. So like wherever you live, check your local page on Facebook. I know there are a lot of parents who are at home who are offering, you know, kind of doing a rotation. So it's like, if you need to work, you know, having a set of kids, you'll kind of rotate. And I know a lot of parents who have kids in the same class are kind of partnering up to do like a buddy system. So that way there's, so it's a lot of support. And also find a support system. If you have a support system, use it.
Yes. Amen. I mean, I'm telling you, my nephew's wife, when we were talking it all out and she was like, well, I'm at home with the baby right now, I'd be willing to, you know, help out. I was blessed with that. And if you don't have family in the area, you know, when I lived in Harrisburg before moving back here to Chester County, I had no family in the area, but I grew a strong friendship with a lot of people, other moms, and we built our own support system and helped each other out. So definitely try and find the support system, build the support system. Reach out to us on the Single Mothers Conference Facebook page if you feel you don't have a support system, and let us see if we can find that village to help you. We definitely want to be there to support and help everyone. So please, please reach out to us. The Chester County Single Mothers Conference Committee has a wealth of resources and knowledge. There are people on that committee that are in all different nonprofit organizations or community organizations. So if we personally don't have the answer for you, we will find someone that has the answer for you. But we definitely want to educate you guys with all the resources and support you guys and make sure you guys feel empowered to know that you're not alone in all of this.
Because you're definitely not. We're all in this together. It takes a village. Like Gigi always says, it takes a village.
Yes, it does. Listen, when I told my daughter, my oldest, she's in her senior year, and I said, when you graduate and we have your graduation celebration, I need to rent out a huge space because there's so many people to thank. It wasn't all me. I mean, from my family, friends, the organizations in the community, the dance studio here that she danced at, the dance studio she started dancing at in Harrisburg, like they all became a part of the support system that I needed to help me get her from where she was when I became a single mom at 9 years old to where she is now, a 17-year-old in her senior year. Like it was not, an easy path. It was a roller coaster ride, but everyone played a part to help her be where she is today. And I am absolutely grateful. I told her whole IEP team at Henderson, I was like, you all are invited to her graduation party because you played a part in it. I mean, everyone does help in every way that they can. And that's amazing. And that's why we say a support system is absolutely important. Definitely. Don't ever feel like you have to do it alone. I know Lynn has her support system.
I know my best friend, she is amazeballs, and I'm actually one of the IAs that will be going into the building towards the end of the month. So she will be taking Kari for 4 days out of the week when I go into the building. So because she's home, so, and she opted, you know, she's like, I will do that so I can be there because her kids are also virtual learning. So it's like, everything is just like all virtual all the time.
Absolutely. We just want everyone to know, like, you know, we're doing this quick check-in because we want to let you guys know the funny stories, the craziness that Lynn and I have gone through in the first 2 or 1 week, depending on where we started, just to let you guys know that we're all there for you. We're all navigating the craziness together. It's okay to have moments. It's okay to feel like you're still figuring it out and you don't know what it is. It's just a lot. And so we wanted everyone to know you're not alone in this. There's many of us, I speak for myself, did not go into the education field because it was not my wealth of expertise to be a teacher. But you have to do what you have to do. So don't feel bad if you're not doing it, you know, the way you, everyone feels like they can't do it the best they can, but you can. You're doing the best that you can with the situation that we're dealt with.
Exactly.
Whatever that looks like, just know that you are doing the best you can with what we're all navigating today. You know, your best may look different than my best, but it is our best. And that's all we do. And our kids, as long as our kids are smiling and excited to wave to their friends on Zoom and learning a thing or two and thanking you in their own little way, then you know you did something right. That's what I say.
Yep.
And there's going to be days where you're going to feel like this is not working, but trust me, we got this. That's what I keep telling everybody. That's my quote for the day. We got this. Simple one, right there to the point.
Yep. No chaser, just straightforward.
There you go. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. Hopefully the next time we'll have Siobhan with us, but we hope she's enjoying her self-care vacation time. Make sure you make every weekend count. That's the one thing I want to say to everyone. It's a rough ride Monday through Friday, so make sure Saturday and Sunday you find the peace in it with your kids.
Definitely. So. Get outside. Right. Do something.
Right. Enjoy the weather. There you go.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Thank you again. And we'll see you next time on Real Talk, Our Journey. Bye.
Till next time. Bye, guys.